I used to say when I put my uniform on, I was in my superwoman suit. Mm-hmm. Nothing could happen. Nothing could hurt me. And yet it did. Someone who I had worked with, I had served with, someone that I had called my brother, ultimately became my perpetrator.
How did you deal with it after it happened?
I kind of fell apart. I just remember feeling the complete shock, the betrayal, even though I thought I was hiding it from everyone. After just receiving the news that I was pregnant with Hunter, I was thinking, I'm just going to go home and kill myself anyway. It doesn't matter. Once I decided I'm just going to keep doing what I've done and survive this, I never told anyone because I thought, they're not going to believe me. Nobody ever asked me, and I assumed that was my license to keep it all a secret.
Were you worried about telling me about your assault?
You can imagine how afraid I was, how you're going to react. Would you suddenly see me as weak, or would you suddenly not trust me somehow? By the time I told you, it had been 6 years, and I hadn't told anyone.
After finding out that you were assaulted and that Hunter is the product of the assault, I remember questions and a lot of emotions and a lot of anger and needing to somehow rectify things.
That traumatic event happened to me. It also didn't define who I am today. And though as much as I try not to, there are times it clouds and enters into our relationship. Do you wish that I hadn't told you?
No. Knowing the choices that you had to make, to me, validates your strength. You are still a miracle.
The support that you've given me through the years is unbelievable. I know that if I were to fall, you'd also catch me. It's meant everything. And I know that we're in this together.